Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Likewise.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us at, Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to also give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. They always help so much. We've had some great guests on recently, including Gary Clark Jr., actress Danielle McDonald. She's starring in The Tourist and the second season of it on Netflix. Sheryl Crow was here. Desi Leidick from The Daily Show, The Jesus and Mary Chain, The Veronicas. Game of Thrones actor John Bradley talking about the new Netflix series Three Body Problem. We had Big Thief lead singer Adrian Linker. Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect. Chris Robinson, lead singer of The Black Crows. Luke Hemmings from 5 Seconds of Summer. Joe Keery of Stranger Things and Fargo fame. And, of course, our 900th episode special featuring Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Gracie Abrams, Michael C. Hall, Dolly Parton, Michael Shannon, Sarah Silverman, and Shelley Hennig. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, tonight talking with actor Hamish Linklater about the new Apple TV Plus series Manhunt. It's a conspiracy thriller about one of the best known but maybe least understood crimes in history. The story of the hunt for John Wilkes Booth in the aftermath of Abraham Lincoln's assassination. You, of course, know Hamish from, he started Midnight Mass just a few years ago on Netflix. One of his greatest roles, one of my all-time favorite shows of the past decade. He was in the New Adventures of Old Christine back in the 2000s. I first saw him in Groove, which I think is his first major picture that he did. And that was, around like 2000, 2001, the techno culture of the time. Loved him in that one. He was recently in Tell Me Your Secrets and 10 Things We Should Do Before We Break Up. Just one of the best actors out there right now. And now Hamish, who actually portrays the late president, Abraham Lincoln, is going to tell us about wanting to show the softer family side of the often portrayed figure. Finding the right voice to use. You know, everybody does sort of the same Abe Lincoln voice. Hamish does not go in that direction. So I want to hear all about that process and why we continue to be so interested in the events that took place with Booth and the assassination. Hamish also going to discuss what it was like to work with Tobias Menzies, who portrays Edwin Stanton, the U.S. Secretary of War at the time, and Lily Taylor playing Mary Todd Lincoln, as well as a little bit about the upcoming movie Downtown Owl that Hamish directed with his partner, Lily Rabe. All that and more. We're talking Manhunt. It's Kyle Meredith with Hamish Linklater.
Hi, how are you?
Love seeing what you do anytime you pop up. And that's no exception with Manhunt here. There's
I do want to get into the heavy stuff, but I thought we'd start with the fun parts. You get to play Abraham Lincoln, one of the most impersonated men in history, I believe. How did you want to do this?
Right from jump, the conversations with Monica Bielecki, who created the show, and Carl Franklin, who directed the first two episodes, they really just wanted to focus in on Lincoln, the husband, the father, the friend. That was great relief and sort of really exciting challenge. Because we have his words, we have a real nice idea of how he was as a statesman, but how he was on the domestic front. Maybe there was more creative latitude, but it was essential for the show to show what motivated his friend Edwin Stanton to chase down his killer with such ferocity, and then to defend the legacy with such impunable integrity.
I find it fun because, again, I think a lot of us have this image that has been presented out there over time. And when I see you playing it, like especially in the beginning of the show, right before you get shot, like there's a playfulness, I think, your feet's on the desk. You're kind of and I think that's the image that I wasn't expecting. Like that, I really enjoy seeing that part of it.
Yeah, he put his boots up on the desk a lot. He wanted to put people at their ease. Everyone, it was an incredibly tense time. And he wanted to get the best out of everyone around him. He wanted to create a relaxed environment where people could really let their not only strategic thoughts come out, but also their deep felt beliefs, because he was hungry for what made people go and what was going to save the country.
Did you stress out at all about finding the voice? Was that how important was that?
Yeah, for sure. Stress out about everything. But I had a wonderful voice coach, Louis Colliani, who I'd known for a very long time, and he was like, "It's Kentucky. It's the Kentucky where he was born. It's just." That twang would come out, he would use it, that folksiness, as many of our politicians do today, lean into those roots.
Yeah, which I should say, I'm here in Louisville.
Oh, that was my
Not.
first job. I got my equity card at Actors Theatre of Louisville.
I go there a lot. Yeah.
Great place. Yeah,
That's
they
great.
don't have my picture up on the wall anymore.
I'm sure they do.
No, I never did. It's okay.
I'll take a selfie next to it next time. That's.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Hamish Linklater.
So why are we still interested in this story? Because, and by the way, I didn't even understand how growing up around here, you think, I've sort of known there's so much in here that I didn't. Like, why do you think we're still so interested?
Well, I think people should be interested in this story because they don't know this story. I think the story people know, if they know even this much, is that the most famous actor in America at that time, who is our most famous actor right now? Who's number one on IMDb these days? Well, let's just say Sandra Bullock's brother shot the president. Okay. It's like a disgruntled actor did it. But no, he was part of a huge conspiracy. They went after the vice president and the secretary of state on that same night. Those orders were coming from somewhere. There was a plan, and the plan was to take down the government and to reinstate slavery.
I mean, there's, of course, so many obvious parallels to what we see every day in the news, that which, is incredible, is maddening. As I, watching this, you can't help but thinking, but post-insurrection, the split country, knowing that Johnson—I didn't know this—Johnson wanted to pardon the insurrectionists as well. How much of that plays through your minds when you all are doing this production?
Well, I think I think as an artist, you always want to be part of the conversation that's happening contemporaneously around you. But I think what's most vital is telling a compelling story. And this is like a propulsive manhunt to save the country. It's wild how perilous that moment was. And we should all take care of our country. We should always be listening, always be watching and looking for the signs. So it's an exciting story to be a part of.
And as far as, you know, some of your main scene partners, Tobias, Lily Taylor, what did you get out of them? I mean, it's the obvious easy question here. What was it like playing against them with these characters?
Well, Lily Taylor and I had worked together maybe 15 years ago. And so that's so lovely to have a friend and to have that history and not have to make believe. And then Tobias is just such a dear guy and wildly talented actor. Just a privilege to be on a set with him.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Hamish Linklater.
Well, I also say this as a heck of a soundtrack. And I only bring that up because I was looking at Downtown Owl, which, that premiered last year, but that it hasn't seen, has that seen the wide release yet?
It's going to come out end of April, a little over a month. Yeah.
I just noticed T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, Margot Price, Charlie Crockett share. You're hitting all my greatest hits here.
Of a soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm asking you this. So on the other side, like you're co-directing this with Lily, and what has that experience been like? Because how big of a shift has that been for you career-wise?
I'm really lucky that my partner and I both like taking our work home with us. It was, you know, it's the sort of thing that you say, oh, I'm going to co-direct something with my partner. And they're like, I have a great lawyer for you. It'll be a soft landing. But in fact, it was a totally wonderful experience. And we can't wait to do it again.
I can't wait to see that. Just knowing, of course, it's a Chuck Klosterman story. So that's on top of that. It sounds really interesting. And I do love everything you do. Going back to Groove, of course, Midnight Mass, I was such a big fan of. But seeing you in this, it's seeing an original take on Abraham Lincoln. I just don't expect that these days. And I completely felt that in the performance and really everyone's performance in this series. It's so well done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My thanks to Hamish. The Apple TV Plus series is called Manhunt. You can check it out right now. And of course, thanks to you for checking out the series and the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way, again, to keep up with your favorite artists, discover those new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Also, please do give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There's bonus interviews, lots of music news and film news as well. One of my recent episodes featured classics and favorites from Odetta, The Beatles, The Black Crows, Maya Hawk, Echo and the Bunnymen, David Bowie, Joe Strummer, Band of Horses, The Smashing Pumpkins, Jade Bird, The Prodigy, Beastie Boys, Nirvana, The Shins, Phosphorescent, Mumford & Sons, Letters to Cleo, Liz Phair, Porno for Pyros, Tom Waits, and my interview with John Malkovich. Again, just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Thank you.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.